So somebody brought pie today thinking it was soup and pie today. And I figure we could be like Costco and we could have samples. And it'll be a foretaste to next week. So far, we have a lot of people signing up for pies, and someone said, Lewis, that's very good. But we need more people to sign up to bring soups, and that'll help. We're here this morning, and let me encourage you, whatever's going on in your life, that you're not alone. That God is with us, that he is present, that he cares what's happening in your life and knows about it. This is a scripture verse that says, cast all your cares on the Lord, for he cares for you. And so this morning, as we sing, as we pray, as you hear the scriptures preached, listen for the voice of the Spirit in your life. The things that he wants to do for you. He often wants to mend our hearts, deal with forgiveness. Let us experience love in the broken world that we live in. This morning, we'll be using Lamentations to guide our prayers. Let's pray. Lamentations 5:19, in adoration. It celebrates with these words. But Lord, you remain the same forever. Your throne continues from generation to generation. Let us worship God who reigns forever and ever. God, you're so unchangeable. Your goodness, your love, your mercy, your perfection are forever the same. We worship you enthroned on high, above all things, our eternal King. Confession, Lamentations 3:40-42, reminds us, instead let us test and examine our ways. Let us turn back to the Lord. Let us lift up our hearts and our hands to God in heaven and say, we've sinned and rebelled. God longs to forgive and restore us to himself, no matter what we've done. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God, acknowledging our sins and turning from them and seeking his forgiveness. God, we're so easily led away from you in our daily lives. We want to keep our hearts soft and our eyes only on you daily. Thanksgiving, we're encouraged in Lamentations 3:22-24 with these words. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him. How has God's faithfulness, love, and mercy marked your life this week? Quietly now, let us thank him for the amazing things he's done for each one of us. God, thank you that you're present with us always, that you make things new and fresh each morning. You are all we need. In you alone we find hope. Supplication, chapter 3, 25-26. The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. So it's good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. We come before him now quietly, expectantly, knowing he cares about all the concerns and troubles that we experience. Let us bring our requests before him. We pray for Angel, for Elaine and Herb, for Matthew and Trina, for Am, for Evelyn and Leona, for Roman and Lori, for Neville and Marcia, for Taylor and Rebecca. Some of the places around the world, Morocco, Mozambique, Israel, Palestine, Gaza, Ukraine, Iran, Sudan. For Canada, United States, for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are heavy on our hearts that you know all about. Merciful God, come and meet us like only you can, with your grace and your compassion and your love. As a community of Jesus followers, growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, beginning at verse 11. Soon afterward, Jesus went with his disciples to the village of Nain, and a large crowd followed him. A funeral procession was coming out as he approached the village gate. The young man who had died was a widow's only son, and a large crowd from the village was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart overflowed with compassion. "Don't cry," he said. Then he walked over to the coffin and touched it, and the bearers stopped. "Young man," he said, "I tell you, get up." Then the dead boy sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Great fear swept the crowd, and they praised God, saying, "A mighty prophet has risen among us, and God has visited his people today." And the news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding countryside.
I'm only human, I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, it's that I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Oh, do you remember when you walked among men? Oh, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. Oh, there's pushing and shoving, and it's crowding my mind. So Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, is all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, give me the way, one day at a time. Lord, help me today, show me the way.